71 Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get loaded.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. As always, you've entered into another session, amen, to where you're going to be uplifted in your walk with God. You're going to come to this place, amen, where you're going to start no longer thriving, but arriving. That's right. King Arthur. King Arthur's in the house, and he's going to be sharing a dynamic word with you to empower you, amen, to help you get out of the ghetto into the getmo, to help you walk in your spirit to where you can be that perfect man without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, amen. So get out your pencils. Get out your paper, amen, because we're getting ready to grow, y'all. That's right. You done got some teeth in your spiritual mouth now. Now you're ready for some meat. Ain't that right? Amen.
You ready for some meat? And my brother has got just what you need.
That's right. He's got just what you need.
Praise be to God. So if you're ready,
you can call a friend. You can call a neighbor. And you can tell them that Kingdom Life Fellowship with Pastor King Arthur is on the air. Praise be to God. So on that note, King Arthur, are you ready? Say that again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be once again coming to your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Hey, listen, it's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest message ever proclaimed. Hey, it's the love of God, the agape love of God that he has for all mankind. So it's an honor and it's a privilege that God would use me. Well, I'm lost for words. Trying to say how much of an honor and how much of a privilege it is to come into your homes and your automobiles through your radio and through this radio broadcast and share with all of you the kingdom ministry of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to sit at your feet and allow you to disciple us and to teach us, to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, to fill us with the quality knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can know what is the hope of our calling and what is the exceeding greatness of love and joy and peace and all that's available to us, to those who are called according to your purpose, my Father. So right now, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to feed us. Feed us, Lord, as we gather around the King's table and eat the King's food. Feed us till we want no more. And Father, we'll take your word and we'll plant it into our hearts, and we'll nourish it. We'll water it. We'll meditate in it day and night. We'll cultivate it. And Father, we'll produce fruit, Lord, the fruit of your word. For therein are you glorified, that we may bear much fruit. So Father, keep us connected to the vine. Jesus, you're the vine. We're the branches. You said if we abide in you and you and your words abide in us, then we would bear much fruit. And therein will the Father be glorified. That we bring much fruit to the seed of God's word. Bring much glory to God. Now, Father, give us on this day our daily bread. And we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Church, I love y'all. And I don't have the words to say it, you know. I don't know if I say it enough on this broadcast. But I love y'all so much. I love y'all with all my heart, with all my soul, with everything that's in me. And the love that I love y'all with is the love of God. The same love that God loved us with. The same love that looked past all our faults, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings, all our weaknesses, all our inabilities, all our sins. It looked past all of that and see our greatest need. And that's to be loved, appreciated, and thought well of. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. And I appreciate you allowing me this opportunity to share that love with you. And boy, I think about you the same way our Father in heaven think about all of us. I think you're awesome. I think you're precious. I think you're the most precious possession that God has. I think you're so precious and so glorious and so mighty and all the good things. I don't have nothing but good thoughts about you. Whatsoever things are good and whatsoever things are pure and whatsoever things are honest. What's honest? The word of God. Whatever thing God's word say about you, that's what I think about you. Kingdom people, don't worry about where we are. I love you again with all my heart. Now, Father, once again, I humble myself under your mighty hand. Less of me and more of you. In fact, none of me and all of you. Now, you minister through these lips of clay to our needs, Father, and strengthen us and build us up, Father, so that we might get our inheritance, the kingdom that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, ladies and gentlemen, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, sons and daughters of the Most High God, kings and queens of the Most High God. We've been sharing with you on this broadcast, the Kingdom Ministry of God. We've been doing a series for 1 year that's supposed to last a year. We started this series on rediscovering and reestablishing the gospel of the kingdom back into the church and back into the world. And that's all we've been talking about for a whole year. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. It's just been laying a foundation. You know, before you can really build a house, you have to have a solid foundation. And if the foundation is solid, you don't have to worry about the walls cracking, the house leaning, or it falling apart. Because you have a solid foundation. Listen, the foundation of every believer's life ought to be, man, growing up in the kingdom of God. Understanding, man, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. That everything that you base your relationship on with your Father in heaven is so that it can be established or re-established in our life. Say it plain, Arthur. God's original intent for your life and for mine. We mentioned it last week. In fact, we've been mentioning it every week, you know. That God's original intent, God's original purpose, God's original reason for creating you, I think it's in Psalms 82 where he said, boy, talking about wisdom, talking about Jesus, talking about the word of God before he became flesh and blood. The Bible say, you know, hey, listen, he was ever God's delight. And he pleased God so much that God decided, I want a whole family of sons just like you. I want millions and billions and trillions and zillions of sons, offsprings, just like you, Wisdom. Just like you, Jesus. And I want a fellowship with y'all every day, forever and ever and ever and ever. The heavens is my territory. I'm going to create a territory for you. And that territory that I'm going to create for you, I'm going to place you in that territory and on that territory. And I'm going to give you a mandate. I'm going to give you an assignment. I'm going to give you a job. What's that job, Father? I want you to make your domain, your kingdom, your territory. I want you to make it, man, on earth and in earth, just like it is in heaven. I want it to be in your territory just like it is in my territory. I want y'all to be just like me, my image, my character, my nature. I want all of my sons and daughters to function like me in my likeness. That's function. I want them to talk like me, think like me, walk like me, act like me. This is God speaking to us, saying his original plan. I want y'all to be just like me. Just like I reign over the heavens. Just like I rule over the heavens. Just like I rule over every circumstance and every situation and every symptom in my life. The Father saying to us, let's make man just like us and let's give them dominion. Let's give them the authority to rule, to reign, to manage, to control, to subjugate, to have authority and power in and over all the works of my hand on the earth, fish of the sea, birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth and over all the earth. Let me see if I can say it plain. God wants you to live just like he lived. God wants us to be just like he is. So know what he did? He made us that way. Listen to the scriptures I quoted to you, Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let's make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them, that's a very important statement right there. And let them, he didn't say let us. He excluded himself. He said, let them have dominion over all the earth and everything that comes from the earth. Then know what the next statement say? The Bible say, so God created, that's past tense, man in his image. In his image created